92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. It is Decision 2024. On the line, we have Paul Hudson, who is running for Congress. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thank you for having me on.
Can you tell our audience why they should vote for you? We'll start there before we start asking questions.
Sure. Well, I think these past few years, everyone can feel in our bones that our country's off track. And to me, that comes from a lack of leadership in Washington. I think our politicians in Washington are not reflecting the values that I see here around West Michigan. So I think we need to get this country back on track, and it starts with a change in our leaders.
The website is paulhudsonforcongress.com. How will you address border control?
Well, I think it's plain to everyone that the approach that we've taken over the past several years just is not acceptable. We've had, from the Biden administration, essentially an open borders policy. And my opponent, Hillary Scolton, the representative in Washington for West Michigan right now, agrees with that approach. I think that's a sharp contrast between us. I think we need to secure our borders. We have immigration laws for a reason. And we need to enforce them. And right now we have the worst of both worlds in the immigration system, where to immigrate legally, which I fully support, you have to wait in line for 5 years and jump through 100 hoops while the southern border is just essentially completely open. So I think it's a crisis, and people expect our leaders to solve it.
How do you plan to address the economic challenges faced by residents in Michigan's 3rd District, including job creation and support for local businesses? Manufacturing pretty huge here in Ottawa County.
Well, I agree. And if there's one thing that I hear consistently when I talk to voters across the district, it's concerns about inflation and cost of living. And inflation is just has been crushing people. When a cart of groceries costs, 40, 50 bucks more than it did just a few years ago, and wages aren't keeping up, that's an issue that everybody feels. I think it contributes to a sense that, something's just not right here. And that's directly linked to bad policy in Washington, and specifically an out-of-control spending binge from Washington. We now have a $34 trillion national debt. And we're paying more on interest on that debt than our entire national defense budget. So things have gotten completely out of whack, and people are feeling that in their everyday lives.
I just saw something that came out from retirementliving.com saying that older Americans, their number one concern, it's not healthcare anymore, it's housing costs. You want to expand on that?
Well, here in West Michigan, we're fortunate to be a growing region and one of the only growing regions in Michigan and in the Midwest. But housing is a challenge then, and I think we need to support more building more housing to provide better access to housing for folks. And we need to have smarter and more responsible zoning that contributes to that, and make sure that we're letting the free market do its work so that we can build responsibly and grow this region for the next generation, because you're right that housing costs are out of control right now.
What's your stance on health care reform, and what specific measures would you advocate to improve health care access and affordability?
I think that's these are all related issues right now, because healthcare costs are skyrocketing as well, and the quality of care is not keeping pace. And so, if you add in health insurance premiums going up, inflation going up, where it's now $10,000 more a year than it was just a few years ago, gas prices going up. I think you add all of these factors together, and people are, this is something you can't fool people about when it's directly affecting their pocketbooks. People are going to be upset about that, and they are. And I've heard that across the district. And for healthcare reform, I think we need to open up some more free market solutions to bring down cost of care and cost of prescription drugs as well. But look, these are all interrelated problems, and it's contributed to a situation here where Michigan families are really feeling the pinch.
I do have one last question, and then you'll get a chance to speak some more on why people should vote for you. Do you support Project 2025, Paul?
I've sort of been baffled by that whole thing. I've not heard one person around the district in the most conservative rooms to more moderate rooms or whatever talk about Project 2025, and I know that President Trump has disavowed it, so no, I don't. Obviously there's always room to sort of streamline the regulatory environment in Washington, D.C., and some reforms are, of course, necessary and good, but that's not something that I've focused on. It's certainly not where I get my policy ideas from, I'll put it that way.
All right, and now this is your chance to pitch to the voters listening why they should vote for you.
Well, we've really laid out a plan. We call it the GPS plan, growth, prosperity, and security. And we can all feel that our country's off track, and we need to follow the GPS plan to get us going in the right direction again, focusing on pro-growth policy that promotes broad-based prosperity for all of us, better education for our kids that sets up the next generation for success, and then a recommitment to security both at home and abroad, safe cities here in our communities, securing the border, and then really stepping up to be the leader on the world stage again, being that steady leader on the world stage that everybody can count on. So that's what the campaign has been focused on, and that's what we're going to focus on between here and November 5th.
The website is Paul Hudson for Congress. This has been Decision 2024.